Champagne. That was the Champagne Gallop here on Kansas Public Radio. Happy Friday morning to you. Hope it's a good day for you. It's nice and cool out. Feels a lot cooler than yesterday, less humid. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. Next here is William Boyce from the English Baroque. Here's his first symphony on Kansas Public Radio. It was the first symphony by William Boyce, an English performance with Trevor Pinnock in the English Concert. Next, we have a piece by Schumann. Have you heard the Andante and Variations for two pianos, two cellos, and horn? Interesting piece that doesn't get played very often. Also, a Boccherini cello concerto, Love's Greeting by Elgar. All kinds of great classical music for this beautiful summer morning on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. Well, our next piece by John Rutter, it's not English folk songs. It's original music by Rutter that he wrote for old songs in Shakespeare's works and some poetry by some other English poets, including Thomas Campion and Robert Herrick, Thomas Middleton. Let's listen now to his groups, the Cambridge Singers and the City of London Sinfonia, for these fancies for choir and chamber orchestra, starting with a verse, "Tell me where is fancy bread," from Shakespeare, The Merchant of Venice, on KPR. Using English poetry from the 15 and 1600s, Fancies for Choir and Chamber Orchestra by John Rutter with his groups, the City of London Sinfonia and the Cambridge Singers here on KPR. Kansas Public Radio, we're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and kansaspublicradio.org. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. Let's check what Jeff Watson has coming up this afternoon. He left us a note in the old catalpa tree. Some delights of the classical world in today's noon hour, where we'll hear a concert overture from Anton Bruckner and a bit later Franz Berwald's piano concerto. Classical programming is always interesting with Jeff Watson. He's on, as usual, each afternoon from noon to three on KPR. The Hofners helped out the Mozarts a lot. Siegmund Hofner was the mayor of Salzburg, and the Hofners, in liking the Mozarts, they made things easier for them to arrange concerts and transportation, and they commissioned a couple of pieces. That's why we have Mozart's Hofner Serenade and his Hofner Symphony. Let's hear the symphony now on KPR. This is number 35, a D major symphony by Mozart, played by Staatskapelle Dresden now on Kansas Public Radio. One way that the musical Hofner family helped out the Mozarts was by commissioning a couple of pieces, the Hofner Serenade and the one we just heard, the Symphony No. 35 by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, sometimes called the Hofner Symphony. Sir Colin Davis and the Staatskapelle Dresden here on KPR. Next, music from a brand new recording by the Kansas City Symphony on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where support for the music comes from the Taco Zone, your locally owned and operated taco shop, now featuring a reimagined menu for dine-in and catering options in downtown Lawrence. Info at thetacozone.com. And from Spider Art Constructors, focused on helping to preserve your most valuable asset. More information about home preservation is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com. Well, the new Michael Stern Kansas City Symphony album is on the reference label, and it's called Brahms Reimagined Orchestrations. Here are two settings that Brahms wrote for organ from his 11 chorale preludes orchestrated by Virgil Thompson. Two settings now on KPR from a new CD by the Kansas City Symphony on KPR. New Brahms by way of Virgil Thompson. It was Brahms' Opus 122, 11 chorale preludes he wrote for organ, and Virgil Thompson orchestrated the set. Michael Stern and the Kansas City Symphony for their new album called Brahms, Reimagined Orchestrations. Good morning, this is KPR.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep. There are many ways to make Buzz Dies Down. You can listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Join us Monday morning for the next Morning Edition with Jay Schaefer right here on KPR. Maybe we can get him to sing. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. Looks like, today it's just so nice out. It's supposed to just be about 83 for a high, and the humidity certainly seems lower. Keep it here on KPR. We'll bring you a better weather forecast when it's been updated. It's about the same for now. It's a minute past 10, and in just a few minutes, Love's Greeting by Sir Edward Elgar. And then an interesting piece by Schumann we don't hear very often. It's kind of an oddly scored quintet next on KPR.
Live from NPR News, the Dow is down 26 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Lemelson Foundation, dedicated to improving lives through invention, innovation, and climate action. Good morning. This is KPR. Love's Greeting, music by Sir Edward Elgar, Itzhak Perlman, and Samuel Sanders. This is KPR. Next, we have the rarely performed Andante and Variations for two pianos, two cellos, and horn, now on Kansas Public Radio, Robert Schumann. There's a piece we don't hear too often. It was the Andante and Variations for two pianos, two cellos, and horn, Opus 46, Robert Schumann, here on Kansas Public Radio, with Peter Frankel, Andras Schiff, Laszlo Varga, longtime first cellist of the New York Philharmonic, Olga Hegedus, and Anthony Halstead playing the French horn. Next, the overture from Mignon, and then a Luigi Boccherini cello concerto with Yo-Yo Ma as soloist, and then right after the 11 o'clock news, looking forward to hearing the overture to the legend of the ghost ship with the ghastly crew, the Flying Dutchman overture, about a ship that's doomed to forever sail the seas. It can never make port. The music of Wagner coming up in just about half an hour, right here on Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence, 90.3 Chanute. Tomorrow morning on Bullseye, Jesse Thorne chats with Caitlin Olson of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Hacks. Also, country singer Tanya Tucker tells us about the time she met the king, Elvis Presley. That's on Bullseye with Jesse Thorne, tomorrow morning at 11, right after Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, on all KPR One stations. Well, here's that updated forecast. We just have about 58% humidity with that wonderful northwest wind blowing. It's about 77 right now in Lawrence, on the way up to 83. Tonight's low, a nice chilly 61. And tomorrow we get our southern southwest breezes back. It'll be about 88 in Lawrence with plenty of sunshine. And then a 30% chance of rain on Saturday night, should be in the middle of the night. After 1 in the morning, we'll cool things down again for Sunday, when we have also a 60% chance of showers, but the high on Sunday should only be 82. 70% chance of rain Sunday night, and Monday we'll go back to work with a 30% chance of showers, sunny, and a high of only 81 forecast for Monday. And temperatures should stay in the 80s for a while next week. This is KPR. Seiji Ozawa and the Boston Symphony Orchestra for the Overture to Mignon by Ambrose Thomas. Coming up in the next hour, we have Robert Schumann's Arabesque, a Bach concerto, Telemann Parisian Quartet, a flute quartet, and music by Wagner. And next on Kansas Public Radio, let's hear our friend Yo-Yo Ma with the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra for the G Major Cello Concerto by Luigi Boccherini on KPR. Yo-Yo Ma, cellist here on KPR for the Luigi Boccherini G Major Cello Concerto on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas.
That's on the next Bullseye from MaximumFun.org and NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning for Bullseye with Jesse Thorne here on KPR. You know, if you want to see our whole program schedule at a glance, the week at a glance, we've got that on our website. If you want to see our playlists, to look up all the details about a piece that you heard that you liked, it's on there, kansaspublicradio.org. Otherwise, we're live and local. We're Kansas Public Radio from KU on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH, and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Owlsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. Today should stay sunny and feeling cooler with a northwesterly wind and a high of about 83 expected. Tonight, a nice low of 61. Saturday should be hot and sunny with a high of 88, but with some rain coming in Saturday night and Sunday, it should feel cooler on Sunday.
Live from NPR News.
Waves are disrupting fisheries on U.S. coasts as shellfish and other economically.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Nature Conservancy, working across oceans and isles to cut carbon emissions, protect lands and waters, and support local communities for a future where people and nature thrive. Nature.org/solutions. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. The Flying Dutchman. It's an old legend about a ghost ship with a ghastly crew, allegedly never able to make port, but doomed to sail the seas forever. It was based on an old legend. After searching for the Cape of Good Hope for 7 years, the Dutch sailor, or captain, Van der Decken, he swore an oath amid a terrible storm in which he vowed to round the Cape even if it took him until doomsday. That was Otto Klemperer, the Philharmonia Orchestra, for Richard Wagner's music of the music drama for The Flying Dutchman. Quite a dramatic story. Next is some dramatic music by J.S. Bach. Here's the concerto for violin and oboe in C minor now with the Academy of Ancient Music, musicians on Kansas Public Radio. Two keyboardists with the Academy of Ancient Music, Christopher Hogwood's group, playing BWV 1060, one of those Bach concertos that's probably best identified by that marker because it's sometimes for violin and oboe, sometimes for different instruments. J.S. Bach here on KPR. Hope you're enjoying this beautiful summer morning. It's 11:30. I'm your classical friend, Cordelia Brown. And Jeff Watson has some plans for this afternoon, a concert overture from Anton Bruckner. And a bit later, Franz Berwald's Piano Concerto. Classical music continues from noon to three on KPR with Jeff Watson. Here's a piano piece by Robert Schumann, The Arabesque in C, Nelson Frere at the piano now on KPR. Thoughtful performance of The Arabesque in C by Robert Schumann for piano by Nelson Frere. Next we'll hear a flute quartet by Telemann, and Jeff Watson has lots of great music planned. Support for Classical Music Today on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lovegrass Music Festival. Lovegrass is a nonprofit music festival at Lake Wilson, Wilson Lake, near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent and a family-friendly atmosphere. Open to the public August 8th through the 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com. This is KPR. That's some flute quartet music by Telemann here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, your place to find NPR News and classical music. On the viola, that's some old music by Marin Marais, one of the old French dances here on KPR. Remember, if you want more information about a piece, the performers, the opus number, KansasPublicRadio.org.
From the inner workings of the government to the
Currently with Billie Eilish and her brother slash producer slash co-writer, Phineas.
Listen weekdays for conversations and stories that go deeper than sound bites on Morning Edition from NPR News.
The next Morning Edition with Jay Schaefer will be Monday morning between 5 and 9 here on KPR before classical music starts. Classical is each day between 9 and 3 and then again in the evening at 7. You can see our whole schedule and everything you ever wanted to know, probably, about Kansas Public Radio at the website, kansaspublicradio.org. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. And KANQ Chanute. The rest of today in Lawrence should be sunny and nice with a high of only 83 and a lovely northwesterly wind cooling things off. Tonight, 61. Tomorrow, Saturday should be hotter than Sunday. Saturday will be almost 90 degrees, but we have a good chance for rain Saturday night and Sunday, and Sunday's high back in the 80s. It's 12:01. It's KPR.
Live from NPR.